Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith's Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's coming up to April, and it's really feeling like this year's flying by.
It really has. I don't know where last month went. It's just gone fast, but I am so excited to have better weather.
Oh, you and me both. That being said, new identity verification. You said it's nothing. It's nothing super exciting, but it is very important to get the information out there.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of changes happening right now, just in general, with pieces and parts of our economy. And one of the biggest things that has been announced, but is not understood, is the new identity verification process with Social Security. So beginning March 31st, the Social Security Administration is taking steps that are proactive to enhance security of its services by implementing stronger identity verification procedures. So what we are having happen, and this is in all realms of things financial, is we've always got to deal with these pesky scammers. And scammers use the personal information that they get on folks, usually found on the dark web, to steal people's money and identity. And that information makes it too easy for scammers to get past what the Social Security Administration has had, which they have labeled as the antiquated knowledge-based questions that were being used to prove somebody's identity. So we all want our finances and our identity to be safe, and that is the reason why the Social Security Administration is taking these steps, is to safeguard our Social Security records and our Social Security funds against this fraudulent activity. Now, when something like this comes up, there's a lot of confusion. I've gotten several phone calls. Do I need to contact Social Security? How do I go about doing this? And so forth. So I wanted to hop on today and just talk a little bit about when you need to contact Social Security and when you don't. So the biggest thing right now is you do not need to contact Social Security to prove your identity to continue your monthly benefits at your current bank. So if you are already receiving Social Security funds, they're being direct deposited into your bank account, or if you're still getting a check in the mail, if you don't change anything, if you don't change your bank, if you don't move, there is absolutely no reason to contact Social Security. Everything is going to continue as it has in the past. When you need to verify your identity is in a couple of instances. So when I am first applying for Social Security benefits, I will need to verify my identity. And if I'm currently getting benefits but I change my bank account or my mailing address, then I am going to have to verify my identity. So if I'm making changes with already drawing my Social Security, or if I'm getting ready to apply for Social Security, those are the two instances that are driving when I need to verify that identity. So then the question becomes, how do I go about verifying my identity? Well, the best way to verify your identity is to set up an account through socialsecurity.gov. And when we have an account, this will enable us to apply for benefits or to change direct deposit information without having to go to an office in person. And there are safeguards that are built into this system. A lot of what we're hearing now, the two-factor authentication, where you go through and do your login on the computer, and then a text message is sent to your phone, and you have to put a code in to be able to continue. Those systems are being set up to help prevent that fraud. But then we have to deal with, okay, what if I don't have access to the internet? What can I do? And so when I have folks ask me that question, the first thing that I do is I would encourage individuals to check with a trusted friend or family member, and if they have internet access, see if they can help provide assistance in setting up an account and help you access that account. That is going to be the easiest way for you to verify and prove your identity with Social Security. If that is not an option, you would need to visit the Social Security office in person to change your bank information, to apply for Social Security the first time, or to change your mailing address. And that will need to be done by making an appointment first with the office for a scheduled time to come in and provide the needed information to verify who you are. The other question that's coming up, a lot of things have changed over the last 5 years, and one was our ability to apply for Social Security over the telephone. So we can still begin the process of applying for benefits over the telephone, which involved making an appointment with Social Security, providing basic information. Then they would set a time to call us back and provide additional information. That part of the process can still be done. However, you will still need to visit an office in person to verify who you are before your benefits will begin. And again, this only applies if you're not able to have that personal account set up on socialsecurity.gov. So if you've got internet access and are comfortable using the internet or have someone who can help you, that is going to be the easiest way for you to verify your identity, for you to change your mailing address, and for you to change your bank account. But if that is absolutely not an option, then you will have to set aside time to be able to visit the office. More information can be found March 24th. Social Security added a new section on their website that has more information on how to prove your identity. Folks can visit ssa.gov, and there is a blue bar across the top of the screen with a link. And you want to click on what to know about proving your identity, and it will have this information as well as some additional information that may or may not apply to folks. So feel free to check that out. If you've got questions, you can call me at my office too. I would be more than happy to help you or direct you to an individual or another place where you might be able to get some additional information. So feel free to give me a call at 913-294-4306. But if you've got web access, ssa.gov, check out that menu bar, proving your identity across the top of their webpage, and that should give you all of the information you need.
Again, very important information here as this, things start to switch up. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.